We want to welcome everyone to today's service. Our normal times of worship are Bible study today at 9:30 and then worship at 10:30. And then we have a evening service on Wednesday at 7 p.m. You can also check out our website at www.elliottsvillechurch.org and see past sermons and other such. We don't know of any of out of town today. We have a fairly long sick and in sick list. We got Bob Harvey, who's still recovering. Mike Massey is still on the list. Sharon is out. And Mike's surgery will be on the 11th of January. Amy's sister, Tina, is not sure what Randy means there. Tina House. And then Rebecca Kent is for surgery. The January duty list is posted in the back. There's a gospel meeting at North Bibb January 28th through into February. If there's no other announcements, we'll have our order of worship. Will be Randy will do our scripture reading and our lesson. Andy also has our opening prayer. Rex will be leading our song service, and his songs are posted over here with the first one at the top. Michael will be serving on the Lord's Supper, and Brother Bob will have the closing prayer. If nothing else needs to be announced, we'll go ahead and have a moment of silence before we have our scripture reading.
Scripture reading will be from Ezra chapter 7. Ezra chapter 7, starting in verse 11. This is the text of the letter King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest and scribe and an expert in all matters of the Lord's commandments and statutes for Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest and expert in the law of the God of the heavens. Greetings. I issue a decree that any of the Israelites in my kingdom, including their priests and Levites, who want to go to Jerusalem, may go with you. You are sent by the king and his seven counselors to evaluate Judah and Jerusalem according to the law of your God, which is in your possession. You are also to bring the silver and gold the king and his counselors have willingly given to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold you receive through the province of Babylon, together with the freewill offerings given by the people and the priests to the house of their God in Jerusalem. Then you are to be diligent to buy with this money bulls, rams, and lambs, along with their grain and drink offerings, and offer them on the altar at the house of your God in Jerusalem. You may do whatever seems best to you and your brothers with the rest of the silver and gold according to the will of your God. Deliver to the God of Jerusalem all the articles given to you for the service of the house of your God. You may use the royal treasury to pay for anything else needed for the house of your God. I, King Artaxerxes, issue a decree to all the treasurers in the region west of the Euphrates River. Whatever Ezra the priest, an expert in the law of God of the heavens, ask of you must be provided in full, up to 7,500 pounds of silver, 500 bushels of wheat, 550 gallons of wine, 550 gallons of oil, and salt without limit. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven must be done diligently for the house of the God of the heaven, so that wrath will not fall on the realm of the king and his sons. Be advised that you do not have authority to impose tribute, duty, and land tax on any priest, Levite, singers, doorkeepers, temple servants, or other servants of this house of God. And you, Ezra, according to God's wisdom that you possess, appoint magistrates and judges to judge all the people in the region west of the Euphrates who know the laws of your God and teach to anyone who does not know them. Anyone who does not keep the law of your God and the law of the king, let appropriate judgment be executed against him, whether death, banishment, confiscation of property, or imprisonment. Blessed be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who has put it into the king's mind to glorify the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, who has shown favor to me before the king, his counselors, and all the powerful officers. So I took courage because I was strengthened by the hand of the Lord of my God, and I gathered Israelite leaders to return with me. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day and for this first day of the week that we come together and worship you. We're so thankful that you have showered your grace upon us to be your children so that we can have a hope of a home in heaven with you. We're thankful for this congregation and those that are here today that have shown devotion to you and to each other. We pray that we can be an encouragement to one another as we strive to learn your will more fully and teach it to others every day of our life. We're thankful for the visitors that have come our way today and for their encouragement to us by their presence. We pray for safe travels for them. We're also mindful of many that are in need of our prayers in this area. It may not be a part of this group, but they're still in our minds anyway. Ezra Hunt, a young man who is in great need of our prayers at this time, we pray that the doctors that are helping him will be able to do things that will heal his body. We pray for good results for Rebecca's foot surgery and for Mike Massey's procedure that he is having. We're thankful for the improvement that we see in Bob from his recent procedures. And please be with any that I have forgotten to mention that are in need of our prayers for their health. Please be with us as we live each and every day of our life, that we will strive every day to be more like your Son, Jesus Christ, that we will take advantage of opportunities that we have to spread the gospel and to give others the hope of what is to come in the next life, to be with you and be pleasing to you. And we pray that you'll help us see when we need to change and that we will humbly repent of the things that separate us from you quickly so that we can have that good relationship with you and have that hope of a home in heaven with you. We're so thankful for you and the gift of your Son, and it's through your Son Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Since the blood of my shed, Christ is blessings on my head, by your deed. song before the Lord's Supper this morning. This is not typically the garden song that we sing before the Lord's Supper, but struck me this morning as I was reading through it that we can go to the garden of Jesus, and what he gives us is quite different than the experience that he had in the garden and because of what he was willing to do. And I just put the two things together in my mind. I hope it's helpful to you to see this song, thinking about what the Lord gives us compared to what he endured in the garden.
In our class this morning, Paul to the Galatians talks about love, and our service in doing that fulfills the law of Christ. And Randy asked the question, how does the world see love today? And we talked about just how a lot of people see just the emotional side of it. But how does God see love? Verse that the world brings up very often is John 3:16. But let's start in verse 14 of that. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Again, the world knows John 3:16. You see it plastered everywhere. You've got football players that will wear it on the little eye markings up under their eyes. But do they really know what that means, that God gave his, that he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, and what that means? Paul puts it very succinctly to the Romans. In Romans 5, beginning in verse 6, for when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die.
But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Here Paul tells the Romans that we were not in a good condition before God. And even with that, God gave his only Son that through him we could have that salvation, we could have redemption, and we can have that relationship that we so earnestly desire to have with God, to be in a covenant relationship with him. And we do that as we're baptized. And then every first day of the week, as Paul said, we do it to remember his death. We come together to remember his body and his blood that was shed for us, that without which we would be still in our sins. But God loved us so much that Christ came and died for us while we were still sinners. If you would, let's bow as we go to God in prayer. Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come before you so thankful for all that you've given us, but most importantly, Father, we're thankful for your love. We're thankful that through your love, while we were still sinners, you sent your Son to this world to leave his home in heaven with you, to come here to live a perfect life, Father, and to give that life on the cross for us. Father, as we partake of this bread this morning, please help us to remember his body as it hung on that cross, hung between heaven and earth, Father, and was beaten and tortured for us. Father, help us to remember the price that was paid for our sins. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's again offer thanks. In like manner, Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this fruit of the vine. We're thankful, Father, for the blood of your Son that was shed on that cross for our sins. Through it, we can be cleansed of those things that we've done wrong. Father, help us to make sure and examine our lives, Father, that we live lives that are pleasing and acceptable to you. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. This concludes the Lord's Supper. Oh.
When the church was established, there were many obstacles and difficulties that had to overcome. Legal reasons having enough money to just get by on a daily basis. But the brethren came together to help each other, bear one another's love. Paul tells all the churches that he travels to, wrote to do the same thing, to remember those brethren that are facing difficult times, that a collection be taken up. And we do the same today. We take up a collection, contribution for the work here, to make sure that we have those funds available for us to be able to continue God's work in this area and in other areas to support those. So let's go to God in prayer this time, please. Remember the things that God has given us. As we just saying, not trust in the vain riches of this world, but we trust in God to provide all that we need. Let's go to prayer this time. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you thankful for all the physical blessings that you've given to us in life. As we take this collection, Father, please help us to not focus on the earthly riches, Father, but to focus on the heavenly treasures that lay ahead for us after this life is over, Father. Help us to give cheerfully, Father, to not do so correctly, but to give to your work here, Father, that we can continue to grow in this love. We pray these things in Christ's name.
Number 700. 700. That song really brings a blessing to bear. I was thinking about this last week, actually. That was when the Southern Bishop got back to work and building up the temple and rebuilding it. And now the pastor said earlier about Ezra being provided the provisions they need for the work. So do the work. Let's be amazing about the work that we're going to have in
To the work, we are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our Master has trod. With the balm of His counsel, our strength to renew. Let us do with a might what our hands are to do. Toiling on. Let us
Paul's lesson in Mark number 360.